from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
And now, a Rob Brown Lowdown, only on the Fan Upstate.
I do have one complaint for all of my fellow statesmen from the Sunshine State of Florida, a.k.a. Hockey Town USA. Sorry, Hockey Town the World. I have one major complaint with the state of Florida. I watched that game last night with heightened expectations. It's game 7. There is no better pair of words in sports than game 7. It's the best thing. So I knew I was in for a treat. I knew we were in for a treat, and it was very good. It maybe wasn't the most thrilling game 7 I've ever watched, but it was by no means bad. It was a fine game. It's a one goal game, low scoring, both goalkeepers absolutely on the flow last night. But then I started paying attention when they were going to intermissions and we were getting Messier and PK breaking down the game, because those guys were standing at a desk up in the corner of the arena, which meant that when you were looking at PK and Steve Levy and Messier up in the corner, the camera was pointed backwards out into the stands in Sunrise, Florida. And when they got to the first intermission and they started going up to PK, Messier, and LeVay, I went, that's a lot of orange, dude. And you may not know this, for those of you that don't follow hockey, but the home team, the Florida Panthers, they do not wear orange. They wear red and white and gold. So it was very interesting. And then I started scrolling the social media, because I do like going and finding people that are posting and going live from these events. Give you a little POV from the stands. I'm a fan. And there was a picture after the goal that was scored by Edmonton, when the on-ice skaters all gathered in the corner to celebrate, I would guesstimate that about 30 to 35% of the people in that stadium were Edmonton Oilers fans. And I got a little issue with that. You know, it is one thing if you've got tickets to a game and a little nobody team is coming to town, right? It's one thing if you've got tickets and the worst team in the league is coming to your house, coming to your barn to play. And if you're a fan that owns a ticket, putting that ticket out on the market to make some money off of it, because season tickets are, and this is true, friggin' expensive, man. They're expensive. So I don't fault people who sell their tickets when their tickets are, you know, up against the Charlotte Hornets coming to town or whoever. That's one thing. I got kind of a problem with fans who have tickets to a Stanley Cup Game 7 at the crib and are willing to sell those tickets and allow the bad guys to take over upwards of 30%, maybe more, floor of home ice, of your barn, of your house, of your crib. I was a little disappointed by that. And I was a little disappointed because while I am very much enjoying rubbing the collective face of Canada into the knowledge now that the state of Florida is more successful at your sport than your whole damn country. And while that does entertain me, and by the way, just so we're clear, Canada's a beautiful country and the people from Canada are exceptionally and overwhelmingly nice. I have not, but my little brother has and my sister and brother-in-law have, and they all loved it. There's a place I would like to go today in Canada.
Wait, you have a sister?
In-law.
Okay, all right.
Soon to be officially, I guess.
Okay.
They have both been there and have had nothing but wonderful things to say about Canada.
Mm-hmm. I guess the country is probably lovely.
It's a beautiful country.
And they have moose, but they don't
have a Stanley Cup in the last three decades.
Yeah, they don't know how to play hockey, so I'm just dying.
Now, I will say, the tribalism in hockey is kind of dumb because I can go ahead and guess. In fact, let's play a little game. Lonzo, how many players on the Florida Panther roster this year, how many players are from Florida? Take a stab at it. Just from the state of Florida.
I'm going to go with one.
Let's see. I'm over halfway down the roster, and the answer is zero. Not a Floridian on the roster.
I was close.
Okay? Not one. Sweden, Finland, Canada, Maryland, Michigan, Canada, Finland, Minnesota, Canada, Connecticut, Canada, Sweden, Russia, Arizona, that's Matthew Tkachuk, Canada, LVA, Vent spills LVA. I'm going to assume that's Latvia.
I'm going to go with Latvia. Yeah, that's what I was thinking. So it sounds like...
It is Latvia. Bang, nailed it.
Sounds like Canada doesn't know how to recruit. Also...
good at recruiting.
Also, or it could be that Canada ain't as lovely as you say, and people are like, yeah, I got to get out of here.
So it's phenomenal.
If you can live in Canada or Florida, I mean, you've lived in one. Where would you rather live?
I mean, Florida, but I'm a beach guy. I got to be by a beach.
You know, we're all beach guys. We all want to be beach guys, no matter where we're from.
No, I know.
There's a couple of crazies who really like the snow, but they're just not. They weren't.
I know mountain people.
Yeah.
Well, I know my mom is a mountain people. She would rather be in the mountains in the snow than on the beach drinking Mai Tais.
But isn't that one of those, I'd like it there because it's not here type things?
I mean, I'm the disproof to that, right? I grew up on the beach. I go back today. In fact, I am going back this weekend, making time to go sit on the beach this weekend. So the tribalism's done, but also it's fun. Take that, Canada. I'm not your buddy guy. I'm not your guy, pal. I'm not your pal friend.
Canada. Blame yourself.
Dude, I have a dramatic problem with fans whose teams are playing for a championship who give their tickets up and allow them to fall into the hands of a rival. I got a massive problem with that. If I'm a player, is it not a wee bit disheartening to look up into the stands if you're a Florida Panther and see a third of your stadium pulling for the bad guys?
How do you really stop that? If you can't go and you want to sell your tickets, do you need to see a passport? I mean, what do you...
Well, the only way that I've seen anybody address it... And by the way, I'm not saying you do anything to stop it, right? At the end of the day, if a guy wants to sell his tickets, if a gal wants to sell their tickets to not go to a game...
You keep talking about Game 7 being, you know, the greatest thing of all time. And if you can make a profit off of it, you're probably going to sell it and you're not going to care who sells it.
See, that's the thing. I'll tell you right now, if I owned a season ticket and my team is playing at home on a Game 7, I will miss the birth of my first child to be there. Okay? I can have more kids. I can't guarantee more Game 7s.
Allegedly. So the thing is...
No, capability's there. Desire is lacking.
It's not my business. So anyway, you talked about tribalism. Isn't that kind of being tribalism? Not wanting the other team to be
absolutely.
Okay.
But see, as a Florida Panther fan, of which I would say I am a loose one in that they represent Florida and they carry the name of the state on the chest. Whatever. It's my team. It represents my state. I get to say Florida is the hockey state for the next 365. That's fun for me. Okay. But also as a fan, it would kind of aggravate me, upset me a little bit if other so-called fans allowed their fans to come in and take away from the degree of difficulty that is escalated that we earned by having Game 7 take place in our house. I'm a little bummed out by that. Now, the only way I've seen teams try to fight that is there are a few teams that have kicked off a new practice in recent years of if you would like to buy tickets from them, you've got to have a local credit card address. right? Like you can't be from Edmonton and buy tickets off the team website with a credit card that is registered to Edmonton. You got to be a Floridian or in a surrounding state. And I think that's one thing. Again, not saying you can or even should stop selling having people sell tickets. What I'm saying is be better, Panthers fans. Be better. Why? You have a chance to bring one of the most prestigious trophies in all of sports globally to reside at your house for the year, and you made it a little less difficult on Edmonton to pull that off. You made it a little less more difficult by allowing a third of the people in the building to be Edmonton fans. Could you imagine if Clemson hosts a playoff game in the first round this year, and let's say they bump up against Ohio State in round one and it's in Death Valley, and you tune it on and 70% of the building is orange and 30% scarlet and gray? Woof.
The Rob Brown Show. Get Rob at thefanupstate.com.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.